ஆப்யாயந்து மமாங்கானி வாக் பிராணச்சற்று ஸ்ரோத்ர மதோ பலமிந்திரியாணி ச சர்வாணி சர்வம் ப்ரஹ்மோபனிஷதம் மாஹம் ப்ரஹ்ம நிராகுர்யாம் மாமா ப்ரஹ்ம நிராகரோதி அநிராகரணமஸ்வ நிராகரணம் மே அஸ்து ததாத்மனி நிரதேய உபநிஷத்சு தர்மாஹ தே மயி சந்து ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. சமஸ்த ஜன கல்யாணே நிரதம் கருணாமயம் நமாமி சின்மயம் தேவம் சத்குரும் ப்ரஹ்மவித் வரம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். சவியாராந்தி 23rd. So we will have an executive summary of so far what we have done. So up to 15th chapter, Sanat Kumara's taught upasanas as preparation for Brahma Vidya. Here it is called Bhuma Vidya. Beginning from Nama Brahma Upasana onwards, Prana Brahma or Hiranyagarbha Brahma Upasana, 15 such upasanas were taught. And at the end of Prana Upasana, the teacher glorified Prana. Prana alone is everything. Prana Brahma Upasaka was also glorified by giving him a special title as Ativadi. Yaha Pranam Brahma Upasate Saha Ativati Bhavati. The one who talks about the greatest or greatest talker. So when Prana was glorified, Prana Upasaka was glorified, Narada commits a mistake by taking that Prana alone is the ultimate. As in other Upasakas, he asks, is there anything greater than this? But here he did not ask. That means he thought that Prana is ultimate. So, but Sanat Kumara doesn't want him to go with wrong impression. Therefore, Sanat Kumara by himself gives him additional information. He Narada, Prana is great, Prana Upasaka is great, but it is not the greatest. Upasaka is great, but not the great. Then what is the greatest? Who is the Ativadi? He answers, Eshatu va ativadati, ativadati, satyam brahma. The one who talks about that satyam brahma is the ativadi. So this is a summary of what we have seen so far. Okay. Then from 16th to 22nd section, six stages. If you have to talk about satyam, satyavadanam is required, you need vijnanam. Now vijnanam, for that mananam, inquiry is required. Then mati, that's why mananam, mati, mati is required. For that shraddha is required. Then for shraddha, nishta is required. Guru shushrusha, guru shushanam required for shraddha. the nishtha cannot be without indriya samyama. How can one come to indriya samyama? Sukham will lead to indriya samyama. So finally come to sukham. Then sukham, sukha asha, expectation of sukha is there, then a person will do anything to get there. Example, why people go to movies at odd time without sleep? So the 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock Indian movie comes, people go. Yes, sukham. These are preparation for Brahma Vidya, Bhuma Vidya. Narada asks, where is this sukham or what is this sukham? Once I know what is this sukham, then I will get all others. So that is where the 23rd chapter comes. I will read this one. Yo vai bhuma tat sukham.
Yo vai bhuma tat sukham.
Na alpe sukham asti.
Alpe sukham asti.
Bhumeva sukham.
Bhumeva sukham.
Bhumatveva vijitnyasi davya iti.
Bhumatveva vijitnyasi davya iti.
Bhumanam bhagavo. Vijitnyasa iti. Yo vai bhuma tat sukham. That which is, bhuma here means infinite. So that which is infinite indeed is happiness. Only in infinitude one can find the total happiness. Finitude there is no happiness. Alpe sukham nasti. So bhuman, masculine gender here. Purnattvam. Purnattvam alone is ananda. Bhuma means infinite. And bhuman, masculine. Alpe sukham nasti. In limitation, there is no ananda. In finitude, there is no sukham. Why do we say alpe sukham nasti? When you get a finite thing, your mind won't enjoy that. I will try to improve upon that. That is why if you get $10, you want to get 100. When you get 100, you want 1,000. You get 1,000, you want 10,000. When you get 10,000, you want 100,000. And you get 100,000, you want million. Million also doesn't stop. Then we took for billion. So the Athika Trishna Hedutvat Alpe Sukham Nasti. Shankaracharya writes that Athika Trishna Hedutvat Alpe Sukham Nasti. Because we have this Athika Trishna. We want more, 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 more. That is why. So therefore, Alpe Sukham Nasti. If there is no sukham in alpam, then how do you say that because this world people are getting sukham in perishable thing? If the worldly things do not give sukham, people won't run after that. Then people are very practical. If there is no sukham in that, they will not go for it. And we see in this world people are going for it. So how can you say there is no sukham in this world? This is a Puravaksha. Okay. Now Vedanta says, no, alpa vastu give sukham, they only give you sukha abhasa. It is only a seeming sukham, aberration, fake one. When we are after it, we are happy. When you get it, then this is not much of a happiness, you see. Thinking about it is more happiness than really enjoying it. Bhumaiva sukham. Infinite alone is sukham. So bhumatveva vichitnyasitavyaha. Therefore one should seek only bhuma. Narada says, okay, I will not go after this alpa vastu. I will now go after bhuma vastu. భూమానాం భగవో విజిజ్ఞాస ఇతి. ఐ వాంట్ టు నో భూమ. సో దాట్ దేర్ ఎండ్స్ ది 23rd సెక్షన్. 24th భూమ లక్షణం ఈస్ గివెన్ హియర్. దిస్ ఈస్ ద సెంట్రల్ టీచింగ్. భూమ లక్షణం I will tell you, because if I read, time goes. I have to complete. I will tell you. Bhuma Lakshanam is given here in this 24th section. And this is the central teaching of this Adhyaya. Every Upanishad definition is given in different way. So here, Yatra Bhuma is that in which అన్యత్ నపశ్యతి. వన్ డస్ నాట్ సీ అనదర్. నా అన్యత్ శృణోతి. వన్ డస్ నాట్ హియర్ అనదర్. నా అన్యత్ విజానాతి. వన్ డస్ నాట్ నో అనదర్. వెన్ యూ సే వన్ నోస్ అనదర్, ఆల్ దీస్ ట్రాన్సాక్షన్ ఇన్వాల్వ్స్ త్రిపుటి. నోవర్ నోన్ నోయింగ్. Brahman is that in which there is knowing, seeing, hearing, activities are not there. Mean Brahma sarva vivahara rahitap, atitap. Any transaction, it is above all transactions. A two type of transaction, karma vivahara, karmendriya vivahara, and jnana vyavahara, jnanendriya vyavahara. These are the two vyavaharas. Vyavahara means transaction. Both these involve triputi. Karta, karanam, karma. Doer, instrument and object. For karma vyavahara. For jnana vyavahara, jnata, jnanam, jneyam. Or pramata, prameyam, pramatra. All these are required. Bhuma is sarva vyavahara atitam. Avyavaharyam. So that's why in the seventh mantra of Mandukya, avyavaharyam advaitam manyante saatma savitneyaha. Therefore we can say Brahman is free from triputi. This triputi is termed as vikalpa, means division. Therefore, Brahman is that free from pramata prameya pramana vikalpa. So, vikalpa means division. There is no division. Pramata prameya pramana division is not there. Therefore, Brahman is nirvikalpam asti. Because Brahman is free from vikalpas, Brahman is infinite. Nirvikalpam Brahmalakshanam, when is it? It is not a temporary state of Brahman. Brahman's innate nature is Nirvikalpagattvam. Tasmat Brahma Nitya Nirvikalpam. Brahman is Nirvikalpa Swarupam. See, there are two things. One is Nirvikalpa Avastha and Nirvikalpa Swarupam. These two. Now, this alone is the Purushartha, the thing to be attained by me. That in which there is no Triputi, there is no Deshakala difference. As in sleep, triputi is resolved and no desha or kala difference. When you are sleeping, you don't know where you are sleeping, how long you are sleeping. Only getting up, you know. Therefore, Brahman is beyond time and space. Fourth point. This Brahman alone is the final destination for everyone. Because everyone wants sukham. That also permanent sukha. Nobody likes settle for temporary sukham. This bhuma is sukham, anandaha. Sarvai purushehi arthyamanatvat sukham, pachimrigadibihi. Therefore, paramapurushartha. So, not only human beings seek sukham, pachimrigadi also seek sukham. there is a sentence in Dhyasabhashya also, you know. So if you show a cow a green grass, it will come towards that. Suppose the same person show a danda, you know, a stick, then run away from there. So even an animal shows that, you know, pravritti nivritti. So sarvai purushehi arthyamanatvad sukham bhuma avyavaharyam triputi rahidam deshakala anavachinnam paramapurushartha. So these are the point. One point to be clear. Triputi rahitam means nirvikalpam, divisionless. That there are two types of nirvikalpa. Nirvikalpa as surupam of Brahman, which is ever there. Nirvikalpa as avastha, a state of experience. Now this is two. In Vedanta, we are only interested in nirvikalpa as surupam, not avastha. What is the state of nirvikalpa? It is a state obtaining in the passive, inactive condition of the mind. Mano niruddha avastha. It can be due to many conditions. It can be an induced samadhi or cosmic reason, pralaya also. This is not relevant for Vedanta. Three reasons are there given by Bhashyakara. Nirvikalpa avastha is not a purushartha in itself. It is not an achievable goal because being an avastha, it is temporary. Any state is subject to fluctuation since you can enter into nirvikalpa and you can get out of nirvikalpa also. Therefore, it is temporary. So, you go to through pranayama practice, you go to samadhi. That samadhi is a temporary avastha. And you come out of the samadhi, you are the same. Same mind is waiting there to hit you with this problem. So, that samadhi is induced samadhi. It is temporary. Second, nirvikalpa not relevant for mumukshu, as it is not a means for purushartha. Because purushartha is what? Artha, dharmartha, kama, moksha is a purushartha. So if you want moksha, induced samadhi is not the purushartha. Karma sadhanena dharma and kama, jnana sadhanena moksha purushartha. So, only two sadhana alone is there. Therefore, nirvikalpa avastha, neither karma or jnana sadhanam. We are talking about induced samadhi. So, even though, because this induced samadhi, jnanam is not the means. It is what pranayama ityadi is the means. But jnanam is the means for moksha, then that samadhi is different. It is sahaja samadhi and surupa samadhi. So, therefore, nirvikalpa avastha, neither karma or jnanam is a sadhanam, but this is not for Vedanta. So, nirvikalpa not relevant, so mukshu not even a means to jnanam, knowledge. Why? In the Shastra, we have accepted six sources of knowledge. Pratyaksham, Anumanam, Upamanam, Arthapatti, Anupalapti, Shabdam. In nirvikalpa avastha, no knowledge is possible. as six sources of knowledge not available in Nirvikalpa Avastha. Why? To have knowledge, you have to have mind. Now, in this Samadhi Avastha, mind is totally gone. So, knocked out totally. So, therefore, knowledge is not possible. So, we are only interested in Nirvikalpa Swarupam. Therefore, we are interested only Nirvikalpa Swarupam. How to get it? That is the discourse, the next chapter. All avasthas are of two types. One is Savikalpa Avastha or Nirvikalpa Avastha. Nirvikalpa Brahma Jnanam, is it attained in Savikalpa Avastha or Nirvikalpa Avastha? Are you getting it? Because Nirvikalpa Avastha is gained in Savikalpa Avastha. Means this Jnanam of Nirvikalpa is gained when? In sleeping or in samadhi state or in waking? Actually, it is waking state, isn't it? To know the worldly knowledge, Savikalpa Avastha Jnanam is required. Therefore, Nirvikalpa Brahma Jnanam, we need Nirvikalpa Jnanam. Looks good, but wrong logic. See, Nirvikalpa Brahma Jnanam, we need Nirvikalpa Jnanam, isn't it? See, to know the worldly knowledge, Savikalpa Avastha Jnanam. So, Savikalpa. So, worldly things, you Savikalpa means thoughts, isn't it? With thought. Without thought, how do you know what is going on in the world? So, worldly things, if you want to know, you have to have Savikalpa. Same way, Nirvikalpa Jnanam, if you want to know, you should be in Nirvikalpa Avastha, isn't it? So, this is the logic. But it says it's the wrong logic. Why? Because as Nirvikalpa Avastha, no knowledge is possible. Because at that time, mind is still. So, what knowledge can be? You cannot gain any knowledge. And therefore, Nirvikalpa Brahma Jnanam also to be attained in Savikalpaka state alone. Any Jnanam requires Savikalpaka Avastha. As Pramanas are available only in Savikalpa Avastha. Savikalpa means division. In sleep is not possible. Only two, Jagrat and Sapna. In Sapna, our mind is not fully active. Only memories are active. Not mind or buddhi. No fresh knowledge is possible in Sapna. Now, how can a person get Nirvikalpa Jnanam when he is in Savikalpa Avastha? Opposite in nature, Parasparam Viruddhatvadu. Now you tell me what to do. There is no other way. The answer is there is no other way. Savikalpa Avastha and Nirvikalpa Brahma, they are not contradictory. It is not that one is there, the other is not there. So these topics are a very beautiful topic. It needs a lot of time to analyze. Okay. I am just giving you headlines. Because of time. This we need many classes to explain. These are all the more important subtle point in Vedanta. Even among Vedantin there are dispute about it. So, സവികൽപ്പ അവസ്ഥ എന്ന നിർവികൽപ്പക ബ്രഹ്മ ദേ ആർ നോട്ട് കോൺട്രഡിക്ടറി ടു ഈച്ച് അതർ. ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് നോട്ട് ദാറ്റ് വൺ ഈസ് ദർ ദ അതർ ഈസ് നോട്ട് ദർ. See, thinking is not opposed to state of Brahman. In spite of thinking, you don't have to make all the thought to subside, then only you realize. No. It is not like, you know, you have to wait for taking sea bath after subsiding the waves. No. In spite of thoughts, the Atma, Paramatma is available. In fact, every thought Paramatma is there. So that is called Swarupa Jnanam. Brahma Swarupam being Nitya Nirvikalpakatvam, you don't have to go to Brahman to attain that state. Savikalpaka avastha belongs to Vyavaharika Satta, means Mithya. So Vikalpas are Mithya and their presence is as good as their absence. Even seeing the Vikalpas, we can say that they are not there. Because all Vikalpas, all thoughts are Dvaita. Dvaita means Mithya. They are not real. So once you know they are not real, then what is the one that is illumining these mithya? That is myself, that is Paramatma. Seeing the sunrise, we can say there is no sunrise. Seeing sunrise is mithya, the truth. But is it not rising? What is the truth? It is not rising. But what is your experience? It is rising. So experience is not opposed to reality, the truth. Like the mirage water. You see, even after knowing it is mirage water, still continue to see. See, it's not going to stop. It will be. So experience is not going to completely deny the truth. So too, even while experiencing Savikalpa world, we can know Nirvikalpakam Brahman. So this is called Swarupa Jnanam. Therefore, a person can know Nirvikalpa Brahman in Jagrat Avastha. That means by Shastra Pramanam, one should get it. But our experience is otherwise. To know the color, we have to use the eyes. He used the eyes, he could not get the knowledge of color. Therefore, I am using my ears. Is it possible? No. Correct the eyes and see it again. So too, Shastra Pramana Shravanena Eva Jnanam Bhavati. So that's why Pavanah Punyena Shravanam Kuryat. If you don't get it one time, keep listening. That's all. But there is no other way. No other means. Like our eyes. If you cannot see it, you correct your eyes. Put some glass and then see. There is no other means to see it. Therefore, the listening of Shastra from a guru, one can know Nirvikalpa Swarupam. Yo vai puma tad amrutam. This is the 24th mantra. Yo vai bhuma tat amrutam atayatapam tadal tanmartyam. That bhuma is immortal. Whatever falls within maya, it will perish. Sa bhagavaha kasmin pratishtitaha. Sa bhagavaha kasmin pratishtitaha. What is the support for this Brahman? So that Brahman, what is the support? Sve mahimni pratishtitaha. Brahman is supported by his own glory. There is no other support. Self-dependent. Brahman supports everything. But himself, no need of any support. Yadiva na mahimniti. It is unsupported, independent. See, sve mahimni pratishtida, one sentence. Then, yadiva na mahimniti. It is unsupported. See, it is supported by himself. Then, second line it is said, it is unsupported. It looks contradiction. A student doubting the answer. First answer and the second seems contradictory. One said self-supported and the other is no support. Both are same because support is a support only when it is something other than you. Like a walking stick. The walking stick is supporting you because the walking stick is other than you. Then you can say, now crutch, etc. The other one have no support. If the support is coming from oneself, it is not considered support. Therefore, independent. This is conveyed by an example. Generally, people are supported by external thing. Cow and horse here supports means worldly possession, they are called support. Or hasti, elephant, hiranyam, gold. But all of them are other than himself. Dasaha, servant, bharya, wife. Kshetrani, land, ayatanam, house. Thus, generally, when we talk about support, they are of this nature. So, we are supported by wealth, we are supported by house, we are supported by all these things. They are all external things. In the case of Brahman, it is not supported by any of this, but himself. So far, only Tat Padartha alone is talked. Now that Brahman, who is all-pervasive, is you. This connection is to be established. Now in the 24th section, Sanat Kumara gave Bhuma Lakshana. It is supported by itself. It is not supported at all. Self-support is as good as no support. Brahmaha Sutasiddham. Now this Brahman alone is Tatpada Lakshyartham. With this definition alone, the teaching is not complete. Brahman Advitiyattvam is not established. If it is to be established, two more things. Jagat, world is there, which is inert. Second, Chetana Jiva is also there. Both limits Brahman. As long as Jada Prapancha and Jiva stand separate from Brahman, the Advitiyattvam cannot be established. So, because Jada Prapancha, what type of Veda is created? That is called Vijatiya Veda. One is Chetana and the other is Achetana. So, Vijatiya. Sajatiya, Vijatiya, Sagada Veda Rahitam. Amen. The Vijatiya Veda. One is Chetana and other is Achetana. As long as Jiva Brahman is, Jiva and Brahman is dependent, both are Chetana. The difference here is Sajatiya Bheda. So Jiva and Brahman, both are Chetana, right? But then you say one is Jiva, another is Brahman. So that means there is a Sajatiya Bheda, because Chetana is there, both common. As long as Sajatiya Vijatiya Bheda remains, Brahman cannot be Advitiyam. So Advitiyam Brahman alone is Moksha Sadhanam. Therefore, next exercise is to knock off this world. How do you do that? Normally we use the Srishti Prakaranam by pointing out Brahman is Karanam and the creation is Karyam. By Karya Karana analysis, the world is negated. Brahma vyatiriktam jagat nasti. Because karyatvat, it is an effect, and no effect can exist without the cause. Ganavata. But instead of this Sisti Prakaranam, Sarat Kumara is directly negating this world by saying that Brahman alone is this world. That is Mandukya also, and Kodavadacharya straight away said, there is no creation. No creation at all. Then what do we see? That is your problem. He doesn't accept it at all. So here also Sanat Kumara, he is telling that the entire world is not real. World, that Brahman alone is this world. He is not telling the world is not real. He says the world is Brahman. Now it is something like looking at a gold chain. Instead of saying the chain, they say, what is that? It's gold. It is a drishti bheda. So instead of looking at the chain and getting lost, you are telling, you go to the root, the cause. The cause is gold. So everything is gold. So nothing wrong in that. So here also, what you are seeing as nama rupa is nothing but Brahman. Therefore, Brahman is Akasha, Vayaratni, Vapa, Prithivi, etc. It is called Bhatha Samanathikaranyam. Statement. A statement in which one is negated by the other. Ekam Anyena Bhadhyate Iti Bhatha Samanathikaranyam. Suppose a person seeing a snake upon the rope. The other person say, what you see is snake is nothing but rope. So one is seeing snake, another is seeing rope. So what you see as snake is nothing but rope. What you see as world is nothing but Brahman. Yat ajnanina jagat eva drishyate, tat eva jnanina brahmatvena drishyate. So, yet ajnanina jagadeva drishyate. Ajnani sees as jagat, nama rupa. That jnani sees as Brahman. This is a different, it is the vision. Thus, by the Bhada Samanadhikaranya statement, jagat is negated and replaced with Brahman. With this, sajatiya vijatiya bheda is removed. There is no matter other than Brahman. One see pot, another see only clay. So this is it. So this is a change of vision. Sayeva atasthad. That Brahman alone is below. What you are seeing is not true. What is there is Bhuma. Sa Uparishtad, that is above. In short, Sa Eva Idagam Sarvam. That alone is everything. There is nothing other than Brahman. Upar Niche, left, right, everywhere. And Ganapati Avatara Shisha also it is, no. It is Atapurasthade, Uttarathade, Uttarathade, so all, same way, but Brahman is everything. Bless you. Brahma Satyam Jagat Mithya. With this we have removed one hurdle. World is mithya. Therefore, no vijatiya bhedaha. Another one. Jivaha. Okay. Bhogya prapancha is negated and what is left out is bhokta jivaha. Now prapancha is, that is bhogya. It is experienced, what is experiential world. Bhogya prapancha is negated because it is mithya. What is nama rupa is vacharambanam vikaro namadeya pratigetyeva satyam. It is only words. The real stuff is what? Real substance is what? Brahman. Because world cannot sustain, cannot remain independent of Brahman. Therefore, this nama rupa is mithya. So, bhogya prapancha is negated. Now, jiva. Who is the bhokta? That is jiva. Drishya prapancha is negated. Drik is left out. Prameya prapancha is negated. Pramatra jiva is left out. As long as jiva is there, there will be duality. Bhuma is one and the jiva is another. This difference is called sajatiya bhedaha. Now, how do you negate jiva? Jiva cannot be negated. Okay? If jiva cannot be negated, then how can you avoid dvaitam? It is possible only in one way. Understanding the unnegatable. Jiva alone is Brahman. Brahman and Jiva, there is no difference. Jamma Satyam Jagat Mithya Jivo Brahmaiva Napara. There is no difference between Jiva and Brahman. That's the only way. You cannot negate Jiva. Otherwise. So, and this Aikyam is indicated by another Samanadhikaranyam, that is called Aikya Samanadhikaranyam. Jiva is Brahman. That is why in, where is that? In Kenopanishad or Kaivalya? Tattvameva tvameva tate. Therefore, Brahman is world means we are negating the world. Brahman is world means we are negating nama rupa. Not Brahman you cannot negate. So Brahman is jiva means we are revealing the oneness. Brahma satyam jagat mithya means tatpada vijara. Jivo brahma eva napara tumpata vijara. So tumpada tatpada. So, tattvamasi, mahavakya. Therefore, there is an instruction on jiva is none other than bhuma. Is not told here directly. But whatever description given for bhuma, the same description is given for jiva. Means jiva and bhuma is one. Lakshana aikyatvat vastu aikyam. So, two entities are described in the same way. Both are one and the same. Therefore, both are one and the same. Aham eva adasthat, aham uparishtat, aham paschat, aham purestat, etc. The same definition was given for bhuma also. Now it is established that Brahma satyam jagat mithya jivo brahma ivanapara is clearly established. But the Upanishad feel that we don't understand properly. So, but the because the word jiva has two meaning. One is vachyartham sa upadhika jiva, so upadhika jiva, and lakshyartham dirupadhika jiva. Lakshyartham is Brahman. Vachyartham is what? Individual self. These two meanings are there. Which jiva is Brahman? Sopadigam or Nirupadigam? Now, next mantra clarifies that. So, Ahankara here means Atma alone. Earlier mantra, it was indicated that Ahankara and Brahman, mantra 2. See section 25. So earlier mantra, it was indicated that Ahankara and Brahman are one and the same. But here the Shruti clarifies. You know it is a bluff. What is there to get worried, anxious? Swamiji, I am tensed. For what? Something that is not real. You are worried. So this is the phala. So therefore, whatever I see cannot affect me. Sava esha evam pashyanna evam manvanaha vijananna shavanamanana nididhyasana dvara. One establishes in this truth, he revels in himself. He is happy with himself. Atma rati, atma krida, atma mithuna. There is a contented, fulfilled heart. Rati means dehamatra sadhyad rati. Using your own equipment, you revel. Like singing in the bathroom. You know, this is called reveling. Rati. Happy with himself. Like child, you know, play with himself. Say, Rati. Ramate balon mattava deva, you know. Krida is bhakya sadhana apeksha. When there are external objects, like chess play, etc. Dhyani enjoys both alone and with people. Bhugaratova, bhugaratova, sangaratova, sangavihina. So, atma mithuna, contact between two people. Companionship, everything requires company. Jnani, dundasugam also atmanandaha for him. With company, without company, both way he revels in himself. So atma in all types of anandaha. Sarve anandaha atmanande andarbhavati. So all anandas are included in atmananda. So that's why Brahma Vida apno diparam tadesha bhyukta satyam tyanam anantam brahma yoveda nihitam guhayam parame vyoman so osnude sarvan kaman saha brahmana vipaschiteti. So all kamas are fulfilled. Isn't it? So Brahma jnani, Brahmananda is all anandas included. So, all dundasukam also atmanandaha. So, atmanneva atmana tushtaha. He will continue as jivan mukta until prarabdha is there. Saha swarat bhavati. He become one with Brahman. Videha mukta. Then, tasya sarveshu lokeshu kamacharo bhavati. This is called stuti. Whatever attained by other sadhanas, all those phalam will come to what is that? Stuti of jnanis. Jnana phalam and arthavadaha. Glorification. It's called adishyokti, means exaggerated view. I am identical, Brahman means, am I identical with Maya Sahitam Brahma or Maya Rahitam Brahma? So this is the problem. Jnani is not identical with Brahman, with Maya. Means Ishvara. Jnani is not equal, is not equal to Ishvara. Because Jnani is Brahman. Satchidananda Sarupa Brahman. Maya Rahitam Brahman. So without Maya, then you will not get the Srishtikarta, Siddhikarta, Layakarta. This situation is not there in Brahman. From that standpoint, Jnani is only a jiva. in that standpoint, Srishtikarta. That power is not there. Omniscient, omnipotent, omnipotent. Suppose you go to Jnani, Jivan Mukta Purusha, you speak in French or something. He doesn't know. You need a translator. So, because he is Sarvatya. He doesn't know nuclear science. You cannot talk to him that way. So, in that respect, he is only a Jivan. Jnani is equal to Tatpada Lakshyartha, not Vachyartha. Aham Brahmasmi, not Aham Ishvara. This I cannot say. I am Ishvara, I cannot say. Therefore, Jnani is not equal to Ishvara. Hence, the virtues or glories of Ishvara does not belong to Jnani. Ishvara's virtues cannot be claimed by Jnani. Jnani can claim only Nirguna Brahma, Satchidananda Swarupa, not Ishvara's virtues. What are the virtues of Ishvara? Sarvajnyattam, Sarva Ishvarattam, Sarva Karanattam, Satyakamattam, Sarva Shishtishtidilaya Karanattam, Satyasangalpattam, etc. These are all Ishvara. So this omniscience, etc., not the virtues of the Nirguna Brahma. Therefore, Jnani can never be omniscient, omnipotent. He cannot be Srishtisthitilayakarta. But then, when the Jnani glories are talked about, Upanishad talks as though Jnani is equal to Ishvara. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo, Maheshwara, Guru Sakshad, Parabrahma, Tasmai Shri, Gurave Namaha. That is called Arthavadaha. Another glory of Ishvara is Ashtamaha Siddhis. Like Kamacharaha, wherever he wants, he can appear. Like Nrsimha. Jnani cannot have such glories, but Upanishad glorifies Jnani as Yatha Kamacharaha. So, Jnani is also glorified as like Bhagavan. Similarly, taking avataram or Ishvara's glory, not Brahman's, therefore Jnani can never claim that glory. But we do say Jnani has taken that form, this form, this is called Arthavadaha. Thus, Jnani Stuti is also given. Then in the following passage, Ajnani Ninda is also given. Those people, Anyatha Viduhu, seeing Bhuma as division, seeing difference, Dvaita Buddhaya Bhavanti. They call slaves or subordinate. They become Raja means master, Anya Raja. They will have other Swami, will be there for them. In sleep, I am in Advaitam, no one to boss. Once woken up, there start someone to boss over me. Isn't it? Start from hope. Therefore, as long as you see duality, you can be never be a master. But eternal Dasaha, that's why Dvaiti is always there, Dasa, Soham. Then they put one Da there, Da Soham. Dasa Da Soham. If the Lord is my master, why should I be afraid? Here is the difference between Dvaitam and Advaitam. If the master is ever Lord, samsara will not go. The very same Lord, the Creator, becomes your destroyer also. Isn't that? Lord is what? Srishtikarta, Sthitikarta, Layakarta. So if he becomes destroyer, then you will have fear. Fear of mortality. That will not go. Only freedom from fear is in Advaitam. Because you never die. You are immortal. With this, Jnanistuti is over. Ajnana Ninda is also over. So, section 26. Time is up. In this 26th section also, the Upanishad continue the Stuti of Jnani by equating him with Ishara. Therefore, Jnani is considered as Jagat Karanam. Everything is born out of Ishara. So too Jnani. Upanishad give here a list. Those 15 upasanas we did before are taken here, and the teacher, all those things are born out of Jnani. Jnani who have alone Shravana Manana Dhyasana become established in truth. From such a Jnani alone everything is born. All the list is same, no need to repeat. One more is added here. Avirbhava, Tirobhava, appearance and disappearance are from Jnani. So, Avirbhava, Tirobhava, Shakti, like Bhagavan appear and disappear, no, same way. That also Jnani can attain. Finally, Atmataha eva idam sarvam. Everything has come from Jnani. Jnana phalam is given here by quoting another Shruti. Gati Samanya Nyayam, all Upanishad talks about the same meaning. If all of them uniformly say same thing, then you will have faith. Therefore, Upanishad quotes, Na Pashyaha Mrityum Pashyati Iti. Never experiences death. How do you say that? Jnani also died. We build a samadhi for him. But if you are referring to Jnani Shariram, they are mortal. But even the avatar Shariram also subject to change, disappearance. Thus, the one who is free from Shariram and Buddhi, Atma is an Jnani. Jnani, the Atma, have no death, no rogam, disease, pashyaha. Jnani, the seer, sarvam atmatvena pashyati. He sees everything as one's own self. Sarvam apnoti sarvashaha mean purnatam prapnoti. He attains total fulfillment. So, the second mantra, ekatha, onwards up to vishati. Again, Jnani's glorification, arthavada. Saying Jnani is Srishtikarta, Lekarta. Ishvara himself, multiply himself. Tradha bhavati, panchada bhavati. So 3, 5, 10, 100 and thousands. Like that he can multiply. Cloning. Before he was only one. Like Ishvara also, he was only one. He himself multiplied into many. Upasamhara also from 1000 to 100 to 100 to 10, 5, 1, 0. 1, not 0, 1 has to be there. Finally become 1. Generally, what we say for creation, Ishvara, but yet Jnani does everything. This is Arthavada Stuti. Then from Ahara Shuddhav onwards, Sadhana is given. Again, Sadhana is given. I can understand everything but doesn't stay in our mind. This is our problem. While listening, it is okay. But the moment we get up and drink our coffee, everything is gone. I am able to understand Dhruvat Smritihi Nasti. Constant remembrance is not there. How to make that Jnanam firm? He says, Shruti here says, Ahara Shuddhi. Is there Antakarna Shuddhi? So if Ahara Shuddhi is there, Antakarna Shuddhi come. Simple meaning, food, Sattvika Aharam gives pure Antakarna. One meaning. But Shankaracharya gives different meaning also. He says, all the Indriyas, Vishayas are considered food for the senses. In sense perception, we are eating object through our senses. In eating, only one indriya is involved, but all the other senses are also should be purified. So not only food is Shuddhahara, but all other the food for the eyes, food for the ears, food for the tongue, the skin, smell, everything should be purified. So various perception received through other senses would affect your mind. Vishaya Vijnana Siddhi, then comes Antakarana Siddhi. So what type of movie you see, what type of book you read, what type of conversation you get involved with friends and people, all these things affects the mind. Then Dhruvat Smritihi. One gets firm abidance in the teaching. When one gets there, sarva grindinan vipramokshaha bhavati. Destruction of all knots, avidya, kama and karma. Three knots will be broken. Sadhana concludes here. Now Upanishad comes and concludes the dialogue. Tasmai mritita kashayam. To that Narada, who had pure mind, showed the shore beyond ignorance, beyond ocean of ignorance. That Sanat Kumara is also known as Kanda. Here Subramanya is another form of Sanat Kumara, I said. Skanda. Thus, it concludes the 7th chapter. So, fast. I went little fast. Sorry about that. So the whole chapter is called Bhoma Vidya, which is another name for Brahman. 6th chapter was called Sadvidya. So first chapter started with introducing Narada and Sanat Kumara Guru Shishya. Narada asked for Atma Vidya, Taradishogam Atma Vidya. Only by Atma Vidya one can cross samsara. Sanat Kumara began his teaching to Narada. He prescribed 15 upasanas, namadi prananta upasanas. Then Bhuma Vidya was taught. Okay. Thank you. My contract is over. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om. 15 minutes.